Long life promised to the obedient, June 7. Obedience follows new birth. And if thou wilt walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days. Men and women cannot violate natural law by indulging depraved appetite and lustful passions, and not violate the law of God. Therefore he has permitted the light of health reform to shine upon us, that we may see our sin in violating the laws which he has established in our being. All our enjoyment or suffering may be traced to obedience or transgression of natural law. Our gracious Heavenly Father sees the deplorable condition of men, who, some knowingly but many ignorantly, are living in violation of the laws that he has established. And in love and pity to the race, he causes the light to shine upon health reform. He publishes his law, and the penalty that will follow the transgression of it, that all may learn, and be careful to live in harmony with natural law. Ignorance is no excuse now for the transgression of law. The light shines clearly, and none need be ignorant, for the great God himself is man's instructor. All are bound by the most sacred obligations to God to heed the sound philosophy and genuine experience which he is now giving them in reference to health reform. What a God is our God! He rules over his kingdom with diligence and care, and he has built a hedge, the Ten Commandments, about his subjects, to preserve them from the results of transgression. In requiring obedience to the laws of his kingdom, God gives his people health and happiness, peace and joy.